The restaurant is intimate and secluded. Our booth is in the back, and we are more or less isolated from the few other patrons who are enjoying their meals tonight. As we are sitting close to each other, talking quietly, my right hand has slipped under the floor-length tablecloth and is tracing lazy patterns on your leg. "What are you doing?" you ask, pretending not to know. "Oh, nothing," I smile wickedly. The waitress comes to take our order, and you wonder if she knows, but just out of her line of sight, I have moved my hand further up your thigh. I'm gently beginning to tease you, bringing your cock to life. The waitress looks at us and smiles, oblivious to what's taking place just under her nose, and leaves. My wicked smile returns, and I nudge my fork until it falls off under the table. "Oops," I say, pretending to be worried. "I dropped the fork. Looks like I have to go get it." "Yeah, it sure looks like it," you say, winking at me. I look around the room, making sure that nobody's watching, and then I quickly slip under the table. You feel my hands on your legs, gently easing them apart so that I can get closer. My fingers quickly undo your belt and unzip your pants, allowing me access to you. I reach inside your boxers, gently pulling your cock out, which is already beginning to harden and thicken. You try and act as natural as possible, smiling politely and giving no indication that a beautiful woman is now stroking your cock with her hot hands under the table. You shift in your seat slightly to be more comfortable, and your eyes snap wide at the first feel of my tongue flicking across the tip. A gentle lick here, a tease there, and then you feel the exquisite warmth and wetness of my mouth enclosing around you, taking you in. You can't contain a slight groan as you slide down the seat just a little further. You reach a hand under the table and gently caress my soft hair, which is falling around you and tickling you as well. I take you in long, slow strokes with my mouth, and then I alternate flicking my tongue along the underside of your tip, and then I swirl my tongue around like I'm licking a lollipop. I slide your cock back into my mouth and begin sucking gently, so I can bob my head up and down. It's almost more than you can bear, and you can feel that you're not going to last much longer. The thrill of being so private in a public place is so exciting, and it brings you even closer. I continue sliding my mouth and tongue along your length, fully intending to send you right over the edge. You're so close, and I feel you stiffen as I quicken my pace. You can't take it anymore, and with a sudden gasp from you, I send you right over the edge, shooting your thick, hot streams into my mouth. Again and again you feel yourself coming. Close your eyes and grit your teeth and try not to call out my name. And all too soon the moments passed, and when you open your eyes, you are seeing stars and me wiggling up from underneath the table. My wicked smile is back, and I gently dab at the corner of my mouth with my napkin. You can't believe what just happened, and you lean over and kiss me gently. Your taste is still on my lips, and you smile, and I smile back. The waitress returns. "Would you like to order an appetizer?" she asks. "No, thank you," I say. "I just had one."